This is a journey to the past that begins right around the corner. A real American hometown. How did I miss that? It's very difficult to accurately predict a destination for the road not taken. Almost immediately, a lot of ifs obscure your vision. If America had decided on a dividend of expanded free time rather than expanded output of goods, if the resulting emphasis had been on public goods and services, concentrating on cultural and educational expenditures rather than private consumption and personal wealth, it's all speculation, really. As a society, we're already too far down the other road. It is possible, though, to trace our route back to the initial crossroads, to stir the old campfires left at the site, ask the elders who might have wandered down that road not taken. Would there still be sparks or memory enough to light that choice for a moment? Perhaps we can determine from our own longings at the end of the century what was left behind. That lost personal time. Where do we miss it the most? An unhurried moment with loved ones. A deep and restful night's sleep. A lowering of stress levels. A ready willingness to devote oneself to the undiscovered or the unexpected. A greater patience with the random nature of life. Any of these experiences will lead you down the road not taken. Or just take a slow, deep breath. That's it. A chance to notice and feel the present moment, and with it, the immediate environment surrounding you. Its subtle reward is an enhanced consciousness and an awareness of your reality. This is why the Mirum Bluff Chautauqua and the Chautauqua movement will eventually be left behind. Look at the intention and content of the programs, and you can easily identify its location along the road not taken. It's a long stretch from the rural backroads of Indiana in 1926 to a tent where Chandra Senagunator is introducing you to the mysteries of India. But wait, there's more. Margaret Ryder Bosley will entertain you on the theremin. Do you know what a theremin is, much less what it sounds like? But wait, there's more. Chief Kopolikan, representing the Araucano natives of South America, never conquered by Europeans. And then, Pamahashika's pets, 50 trained birds, dogs, cats, and monkeys. You quickly realize the futility of projecting a fixed destination along this road not taken. You've learned the very same lesson available to consumers along that other road we've since become familiar with. Whatever you want, there's never enough. The Hometown series is made possible through a grant from the Holly and Anna Oakley Foundation of Terre Haute, Indiana. The entire Hometown journey is now available on CD and cassette. To order your copies, call 1-800-662-3311.
Hometown with Tom Rosanowski is produced in the studios of WFIU, Bloomington, Indiana.